This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With health concerns, COVID border controls, and economic hardships of pandemic, many who might have traveled in the last year did not. With vaccinations, thoughts are turning to new vistas, and the New York Times cites a top European Union official saying Europe might let vaccinated Americans come over to the EU this summer, although further details are scant. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now on how it could be a while before international travel for fun rebounds.
Last November, Anita White and her mom were planning to visit Italy.
Rome and Venice and Florence.
But then COVID.
We kind of waited and waited, and then we had to cancel.
Since the pandemic hit, White's flown once domestically. She canceled a second plane trip because it seemed too risky. But now that she and her mom are fully vaccinated,
I am planning on being in Italy in November.
Morning Consult has been tracking how consumers feel most comfortable traveling.
On a train, on a plane, on a bus.
Analyst Alyssa Myers says consumers rank train, bus, and domestic air travel well above international air travel. And it's unlikely Americans will rush back to international cruises soon, says Tuna Amobi at CFRA Research.
It may not be until late into 2023 that we starting to approach pre-pandemic levels.
Amobi says cruise lines have trimmed their fleets, but still face high operating costs to keep ships in the water. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.